to the floor. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good lord. Tell them drink some. Cause I'ma pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street.
Around Australia is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
It's okay. Confession time.
Oh, no. Who's confessing?
Oh, God. I know. This is a bad one. Stephanie is friends with Lara and they're besties, right? And so Lara, her friend, has been dating this guy for 2 years. They took a break about 6 months ago, right? They took a Lara and the boyfriend took a break for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And because they were fighting constantly. And in that break, Stephanie slept with him, the bestie's boyfriend. So she slept with
the
him.
The break was only 2 weeks?
It was only 2 weeks, and she had a one-night stand with him. And she has not had the courage to tell her best friend this, but she's going to be doing it this morning.
Oh, for God's sake. Well, this could be a disaster.
Well, it probably will be, but Stephanie feels that if she does it on the show and with the help of us, that it might soften it slightly.
I don't think it will soften it at all. Let's get Stephanie on. I've got a lot of questions.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Good. Now, how did this happen? How did you somehow slip it to your mate's boyfriend in that two-week break?
Like, we were just at a party, lots of alcohol involved, and it just happened. And, you know, like, the whole time that they've been dating, like, we've always, like, flirted with each other. It just happened. So
hang on, how come you were at the party with your mate's ex, or was he not an ex? They were just still on the break. So you're all friends, or what's the go?
Yeah, we're all friends, and she was at work at the time. So it was like a house party. We all have mutual friends because we all work together as well.
And you banged at the house party?
Yes.
Did it's anyone somebody else know? Else's house.
Oh.
No, because we were kind of like the last ones there. It was at my house. So, like,
it's yours.
Like, right. The last two.
And how long have you been friends with Lara for?
Probably about 5 years.
Right. Okay.
Oh, my God.
And what kind of person is Lara? Is she a real easygoing, mellow type person or arcs up?
Yeah, no, she's pretty good. She's a bit of a firecracker. Like, if you are, like, discussing something, like, she'll stick to her ground. She won't be walked all over.
Right.
Is she still with this guy now or not?
She is, and that's kind of why I want to tell her, because, like, if he slept with me, how many other girls did he sleep with? Is he still sleeping with other people?
You're doing this as a favour for her. Is that what you're saying? It's a favour.
I know, like, I'm a shit friend and I really, really stuffed up, but yeah,
and what sort of sex was it? Was it, you know, just a wham bam? Was it a passionate lovemaking?
Was it oral
and all that, the whole deal?
Yeah, it was shit. You know, it's like when you're on a diet and you eat a cupcake and it's shit, you just wish you never did it to begin with.
Oh, right. But it's good at that's the time, like. Right? Like, eating that cupcake is good.
Oh, there's nothing better, really.
Yeah, you know, not really.
So it was bad.
What's the purpose of telling you? So you're willing to risk the friendship ending and they'll probably break up. Is that the plan?
Hang on. Well, wait, they were on a break. And now I hate to get all Ross and Rachel here, but they were on a break. So he technically didn't cheat on her. It's just that they got back together and now you're the one up shit creek, I think, Steph, because you being the bestie, you broke that girl code.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But also I've been trying to tell her face to face, but she's always, like, inviting the boyfriend over. Like, if we go out for breakfast, she'll bring him around.
Has he said anything to you on the sly since or any of that?
No, but it's nothing. Very awkward now. So I've kind of like distanced myself from her, and I think she sort of senses something's up.
Oh, so it's time to come clean for that reason.
Yeah, I think so.
What a mess. Look at the mess you've gone and made.
I know.
I wonder how she'll react to this.
I'm hoping you two can help soften it because she is big fans of you guys.
Oh, God, I don't care.
Well, will she be after this?
God,
now she's just
going to
associate our voices with terrible news.
Well, we're going to get your mate, but we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to get your mate on the phone, and then we're all awkwardly going to hold hands and walk through this mess.
Okay, let's kumbaya.
Let's do it, Steph. Rip that Band-Aid off.
So you went down on the guy and everything at your place?
I didn't with him, but he did with me.
Oh, right. Are you going to go into these details or not?
Probably not. That's probably your job, right?
Well, you want me to bring it up with her and say, hey,
no.
You should ask her this. You know, no, okay, we'll get her up and, okay, and we'll try and sort that. We don't know, this could probably go badly, but you never know.
You just don't know, do you? All right, Steph, hold tight. We will do that next. Stand by.
Cool.
Kyle and Jackie O's
Hour
of Power.
It's the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power. Let's do this now.
Okay, well, Stephanie has called through just before, a couple of minutes ago, and told us this horrible story that somehow she ended up at her own house party and her best friend split up with the boyfriend, a little break for 2 weeks, and during that 2 weeks, this one slept with her mate's, best mate's boyfriend, and they're back together now, and no one's told anyone anything.
And it's been 6 months since it happened, so it's been a while, but now she wants to tell her.
Yeah.
And we got that,
not
Steph?
Sure why, but she's doing it. Okay, now, what's the plan here, Steph? We're going to get your mate on the phone, and then what?
You tell her, Steph. You're going to have to break the news. Okay, we'll be here for moral support, but you will have to break the news.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good God.
Okay, let's just do it.
Okay. Let's get Lara on. Hi, Lara.
Hey, Lara, you're on the Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Hello.
Oh, hey, how are you?
How are you, hon?
I'm good. I've just finished work, so a bit tired.
Oh, sure. No. God. Well, you know your mate Stephanie?
Oh, Steph, yeah, I haven't heard from her in a while.
Oh, she's here on the phone. Hi, Steph. There she is.
Hey, babe. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Look, I know I've been a bit MIA lately, and I think you kind of have felt it too.
Yeah, like you haven't been replying to my messages.
Yeah, so you know how I had that house party a few months ago and I invited a few, like, doctors and regs and all of that and a couple of, like, teammates, and you were working the night shift, you couldn't get out of it?
Yeah.
So, basically, they all rocked up and they brought along your boyfriend. I didn't invite him. He came along.
Well, he wasn't the boyfriend. You guys were on a break, right? So, well, was he the boyfriend still, or was the break a non-boyfriend thing?
No, this was like, remember you guys had the really big fight and I thought it was over and you got the tat removed and I thought it was done and dusted. So basically, we were like the last two. We'd been drinking all night and we slept with each other. It only happened once.
What?
It happened. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you?
Like, no. I'm so sorry.
We had a fight and you slept with him. It wasn't even over.
Well, that's like, he said it was over and like you had gotten his name removed from your arm. Like I thought it was all over. Like, to be honest, I don't even know what I was thinking because like we were both so wasted, so messed up. But like I messed up really bad. I don't know how to fix it, but like I'm trying to do the right thing and let you know, and just like come clean to you and confess, because
I literally just saw him at work when I left my shift.
Yeah. Did he, like, he hasn't mentioned anything, has he?
No, nothing at all. I can't. Oh my god.
Man, what a mess, though.
No, you're my best friend.
Yeah, I don't know what to say, babe. Like, I stuffed up. I stuffed up so bad.
It's been so long, you could have told me.
Yeah. I tried to so many times, but, like, he's always there. You guys are always together. Like, I couldn't get a word in. We don't even do breakfast. We can't, you know, we can't even grab a coffee. He's always there. It's just been eating me up inside, and like I had to say something, and I didn't want to keep ignoring you and, you know, avoiding you. So I had to sort of, you know, I had to confess. I had to come clean. I had to just own up to the fact that, you know, I stuffed up and I'm a shit friend and a shit person.
Well, you know, I do appreciate you telling me, but still, like, I can't believe you did this.
Yeah, I know. It's like I stuffed up so bad.
Now, we know that there was a lot of alcohol and a lot of, you know, late in the evening, but, you know, we all know what's what, really, don't we? Unless someone's blackout drunk, people know what's what.
Lara, I'm so sorry about this and what's happened. It sounds to me like you didn't think that you guys were even on a break at that point. It was just a fight.
Well, it was a bad fight, but, like, I had hope that, like, you know, we were going to get back together, and we did.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just, I can't believe that he would do that and that Steph would do this as well. Like, this is the last thing I was expecting.
We'll let you ladies, you know, try and wade through this puddle of disaster. And hopefully you guys can patch it up. You know, people do make mistakes.
At least she has told you. That's one thing. She could have kept it to herself. So that's good, at least. I mean, she's been honest, but I know it's really going to be hard to move on from that.
Definitely going to be hard to move on. I'm definitely going to need some time to think about it.
Yeah, it is tough. These things can't be rushed.
No.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Steph, and Lara. God.
Oh, thank you, guys.
That's okay. Thank you for helping me.
At least everyone now, everyone,
know that we helped.
Everyone knows the truth now, so you can only get better from here.
Yeah.
Is this boyfriend, is he working at the moment? Like, what would he be even hearing this? Is he shitting himself right now? What's likely happening there?
I just saw him. He was starting a shift at work.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so he won't be knowing anything.
No.
Well, maybe someone's heard you guys talking and they've texted him. I guess you'll be calling him Lara.
Oh, yes, I will be.
Yeah.
Oh, we can always dial that up. No, it's probably best handled it by yourself.
I don't think you want to hear what I'm going to say.
No, I do.
I really do. But we won't put it on, but we really do want to be a fly on the wall there.
Oh, can we put it on? No, oh,
ladies,
I can't.
Ladies, look, so sorry, but here we go. New start, new life, no lies. Good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you.
That's how Carl wraps everything these days.
Well, I don't know what to say. What do you say? Good luck in life, you know?
Good luck with that situation.
Yeah, that is a...
Put him on hold.
Oh, wow. What a mess.
Ugh.
The Kyle and Jackie O.
Hour of Power.
Kiss is home of all your must-have music tickets.
I think we're going to have some fun tonight.
We've done Taylor.
We got it!
Done the biggest festival in the world.
This is sending us to the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Woo!
We've done it.
You have got the tickets. Ed Sheeran.
Harry Styles concert tickets.
Pink tickets. You got them.
So when Coldplay come to town, you know there's only one place to win all your free tickets.
I hear Jerusalem bells ringing.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win from your home of Coldplay. Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
You're known as Sarah the Carer. It's why you're picking up your niece from a party at 1 a.m. And after blowing a tyre, it's also why you're having a deep and meaningful at 1:15. Thankfully, 24/7 roadside assist is included as standard with UE's comprehensive car insurance. You'll always be you. So get insurance that's a bit more U-shaped. UE. You insured. Product issued by UE Pty Limited. Consider our car insurance PDS to decide if this product is right for you. Exclusions, limits and additional fees may apply. PDS, T's and C's and TMD available at ue.com.au.
I've just scrolled past another pregnancy announcement. When will it be my turn?
Hi, I'm Jo from Monash IVF. We understand the heartbreak of waiting and hoping. If you feel like you've tried everything to get pregnant, it might be time to speak with a fertility expert. With multiple locations across Victoria, at Monash IVF you can receive personalised care near you. Book a complimentary nurse chat today. At Monash IVF, we'll do what it takes together.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at Eljana. Eljana, Eljina, however you say it. Eljana's chicken is always crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and charcoal to perfection. Oh, and their famous garlic sauce. Mmm, I like to smother it on bread, pack it with chicken, and feel my eyes roll back into my head. It's not just chicken, it's Eljana's charcoal chicken. Find a location near you at eljana.com.au.
When I shop at Snaffle, I get what I want when I want for bite-sized weekly payments I can afford, leaving me with more money in my pocket to enjoy life. So to get the big brand products you want, including tech, appliances, furniture and more, just snaffle it and strut like nobody's watching. Go to snaffle.com.au, the home of bite-sized payments. TNC lending criteria applies. ACL 393023.
St. Joseph's College in Ferntree Gully is a Catholic secondary school for boys, focusing on academic excellence, multiple pathways for success and development of life skills. St. Joseph's offers a diverse curriculum tailored to suit how boys learn and reach their highest potential, with state-of-the-art learning facilities, our sports academy and an incredible sports precinct. Register now at stjosephs.com.au for enrolment information and principal tours. St. Joseph's College, a school that prepares for life.
Can you carry away a mattress?
1-800-GOT-JUNK will take any size mattress from now until the 13th of October for just $119.
But you need to know, this mattress has defied all my efforts to get it out of the bedroom.
All you have to do is point.
This mattress has a mind of its own. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
Help is on the way.
That's awesome.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
We all make promises, promises to protect and to inspire, to create a better future. But promises require action. It is time to speak up and raise funds, because this isn't just about painting a nail blue. It's about making a commitment, saying enough is enough. Make your painted promise to end violence against women and children. You can sign up or donate now at polishedman.com.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From premieres tonight only on Stan.
Britt here. It's time to take a closer look at Peugeot with new driveway offers. Get behind the wheel of a new Peugeot 2008 Allure, a compact SUV from just $39,990 driveway, renowned for its premium features and agility. The Peugeot 2008 redefines the game with advanced drive assistance technologies and an innovative interior. But hurry, this offer is only for a limited time and while stocks last. Visit Peugeot.com.au. Terms and conditions apply.
I thought this time I'd be pregnant. Instead, I am staring down the barrel of yet another painful cycle.
Hi, I'm Jo from Monash IVF. We know how painful it can be when each month brings disappointment. If you feel like you've tried everything, our team of fertility experts are here to point you in the right direction. With payment plans available, you can get access to fertility treatment now and pay over time. Make an appointment at Monash IVF today. We'll do what it takes together.
All over Australia, homeowners are saving money with a free Bendigo Bank home loan health check. Whether it's refinancing, investing in new property, or lowering your loan repayments, let Bendigo Bank give your home loan a full checkup to make sure it's still right for you and your needs. New or existing customers, find your better home loan at Bendigo Bank, the better big bank. Lending criteria, terms, conditions, fees and charges apply.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au. Amaysim! Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
iHeart Podcasts. Pick of the week.
Everybody has a story, but it takes someone special to tell a great one. I'm Jamila Rizvi, host of a brand new podcast, Find and Tell. Join me on the hunt to find the next generation of Australian storytellers as they go head to head to find and tell stories from around the country. Think of it like a TV talent show for podcasts. Hear their stories and follow the drama. Search for Find and Tell now on the free iHeart app.
My body's where they're at.
Kyle and Jackie O show. It's the Hour of Power.
Okay, I got a listener, Jimmy, who contacted us. He's kind of worried about his friend. She has fallen in love with a prison inmate. So it started off like quite innocent, Kyle. She was just writing like for fun as a pen pal, kind of like what I did.
I don't think anyone writes to prisoners just for fun. I think they've got a little slither of excitement. And
clearly she did because she was writing to him, and now she's fallen in love with him. He's still in prison, I believe.
Right.
I don't even think she's met him.
Oh,
but
really?
They're in a relationship. That's what I'm hearing so far. I'd like to ask Jimmy further questions because he is super worried about his friend.
Jimmy, what's the go here? Your friend, obviously, she's a chick, right?
Yeah.
And you're worried about her? Does she have normal relationships, or is this out of the ordinary for her?
She has had plenty of normal relationships, and she's a really attractive chick as well. So
what's the fascination with the
with this guy in prison?
She loved the bad boys, or what's her vibe?
Sorry, what was that?
Why is she like fallen in love with this guy, do you reckon?
Honestly, I've got no idea. Like, it was supposed to be a joke, really, and no one really knows, like, what's going on. Just that everyone reckons maybe there's money involved or something like that, but she's being controlled totally from someone that's, like, locked up.
Is she giving him money?
Well, we think there's something there involved with money.
Right. And has she actually been to see him in prison?
No, she hasn't. I'm not too sure which one, but...
Well, yeah, she's never actually met him. She's just going off these letters.
What's he locked up for? Do you know what he's in for?
Exactly. It is drug-related, and apparently he's looking at about, like, 10 years, and he hasn't even been sentenced yet.
Mm. Oh, wow. Okay, so she's going to be waiting a long time for this guy. How old is she?
She's about 25, 24.
Wow, what do her parents say about this?
Well, I doubt they'd know about it.
Oh, so how long's it been going on for?
Only about 3 months.
Ah, she'll get over this. I didn't realize it was 3 months.
Hey, listen, sometimes when a man's locked up, right, and all the bullshit's gone out of their life, and someone reaches out in the pen pal world, maybe his real feelings is something that she hasn't got outside of the prison world.
Kyle, it's a long time to wait.
Yeah, that's
she's
true.
In the prime of her life, and she's going to be waiting for over 10 years, probably, for this guy to get out.
Maybe he doesn't get convicted.
No, he's waiting his sentencing. He's being convicted.
Oh, well, maybe he hasn't got a big run.
Well, it sounds like he's getting 10 years. It sounds like that.
He's convinced her that 95% chance he reckons he's getting out when it's his sentencing.
Oh,
well, see, yeah, it's
right.
Possible. Totally possible.
Okay, and you don't believe that, though?
Well, the charges, along with those drug charges, there's other things on top, so I don't think so. It doesn't look like it.
Right, right. Okay, and is she planning on having, like, a relationship as far as, like, you get conjugal visits, right?
Mm-mm.
Or is that only... In America, what...
It does not happen here. I don't think it does.
We don't.
There's no smoking cigarettes and there's no rooting your missus. That's part of prison life.
So the best she's going to get is sitting across from him at a table?
Correct.
And are you allowed to...
In the visitor's room with everyone else visiting their friends.
And in America, there's no touching. Are they allowed to touch here? Are they allowed to hold hands or anything?
Yeah, I think they can.
I think you're allowed the embrace. Like, hey, babe, how are you?
Right.
And there's not allowed
to sit.
Yeah. Not let her sit into his lap and do all the...
Do you know what he looks like? Like, have you seen a photo?
No, I haven't seen a photo of him, but she's only seen him twice on video link.
Oh.
And she seems like she's in love because she actually got his name tattooed on her a couple of days ago.
Oh, my God.
How big and where's the tattoo?
So it's pretty big. It's like under her boob.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've noticed a lot of girls over that I've met over my life.
Yeah.
That have had relationships with like guys in jail or bikies or anything like that. They're always branded with the guy's name in some gigantic, obvious location.
Do you think he's like maybe suggested she do this?
I don't know. You never know. But it is a pattern that I've noticed that it's girls with the real bad boys. Their name's on them somewhere, and it's not a little cute
intimate,
name on the finger.
Somewhere intimate.
Not even necessarily intimate. I've seen someone's name down a girl's entire leg. Like, that's...
Yikes.
Yeah, and they didn't last, like, for only 3 months.
Wow. So, Jimmy, you're concerned she's also acting a little bit differently these days.
Well, yeah, she doesn't see us anymore, like our friend group anymore, because she's being controlled by him and... She's not allowed to go out and stuff like that, so she stays home for him.
Oh, this is so bad. This is bad news. I can see now why you're concerned.
Yeah. So he's
he's making her stay at home.
Well, maybe he's not making her. Maybe you guys being negative about her romance is she's like, you know, screw you guys. I'm hanging out with
you
guys.
But he's saying he's controlling her. How do you know that, Jimmy?
Just because If you were to know her and if, like, just our friends, how we know her, it's... For the past few months, she's totally changed. Like, she doesn't even just hang out. Like, we hang out at a friend's house and she doesn't even come out to hang out. Like, nothing. She's just constantly trying to talk to him.
Well.
And how often does she get to talk to this guy? Like, he just wouldn't have a mobile phone.
No, but you're allowed to make calls from the public phone.
Not often, I didn't think.
Yeah,
not all day, every day.
No, not all day, but you've got a time limit and you've got phone privileges and stuff.
Like 6 minutes.
Does she ever go out? Does she always go on with the bad boy, or is this something really different for her?
She's actually always with bad boys, to be honest.
The gronk lover. That's what it sounds like, a gronk lover. That's fine. A lot of girls, they're into the gronk. It's not until they get murdered or bashed beyond recognition that they realise, oh shit, this might not be a great idea. It's true. It happens a lot.
I feel
it's
for
very
her
dangerous.
Parents, actually. I mean, they must be worried about her.
But then, like, you can't tar everyone with the same brush.
Oh, and that's true. But if her behaviour has changed so drastically, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
But look, we're going to open the lines, Jimmy, because we wanted to ask anyone out there if you had the same thing where you've fallen in love with an inmate. Have you ever dated an inmate?
This is all the time, the prisoner rooters. I can't even get my missus to buy the type of laundry detergent I want from the Coles online shopping. How do you control people like this? Someone should do a book.
You do not have any control in your relationship.
I've got none of this shit. Babe, I asked for the twirl and you bought me a hard chocolate. No, I want the twirl because I had a tooth, you know, I had my crown fixed anyway.
Anyway.
And she just goes, oh, well, you know.
This one will do.
How do you control someone like that?
I don't know, but maybe you yourself have had some sort of intimate relationship or a relationship with an inmate. Oh, you know of someone who has. Did it work? Did they wait for them to come out?
Yeah, not everyone.
Did things end well? Did it not end well? Mm. Any kind of interaction, give us a call on 131065, Jimmy. We'll see what happens.
Kyle. Jackie, this is the
Hour of Power.
I'm not sure Will and Woody were expecting you to answer this question quite so well.
Dirty thing you saw the food prepper do.
We was at a very high-end restaurant, and the waiter come over to take our drink order. I was fixated on the very big coleslaw he had on his lip. It was very big and scabby and very visible. And when he came back, the scab on his coleslaw was missing.
Oh, he picked it, Janine.
No, I think it fell in our food.
Oh, yuck.
Will and Woody.
Will and Woody for the drive home. Listen on the iHeartRadio app.
This afternoon from 4.
Only on KISS 101.1.
Dear Pacific Smiles Dental, I love the way you're there for me when I need you. Even late nights and on the weekend. When I want to see you, it's just a few clicks online. No one respects my busy life like you do. You see me for who I am. It's like you've got X-ray vision.
Tanya, I'm going to lie you back now.
I love my Pacific Smiles Dentist.
See you in 6 months.
6 months? No,
mean, seriously, can't we do it next week?
Pacific Smiles Dental, Australia's local dentist. Book online now.
Yui has won the 2024 Canstar Most Satisfied Customer Awards for both car and home insurance. But what does that mean? It means thousands of people said they were really, 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 really pleased with our customer service and cover, which we're really happy about. Join Australia's most satisfied customers at Yui for insurance that's a bit more U-shaped. Yui, you insured. Products issued by Yui Pty Limited. See the relevant PDS and TMD at yui.com.au to decide if the products are right for you.
We can see so much of the world with our cars, but we can't always see what's going on with them. Like when our brake pads are worn thin, or when our tyres are wearing unevenly. With Bridgestone Tech Check, our technicians send you a 60-second video inspection that shows you what needs repairing now and what can wait, so you can go with confidence. Bridgestone Select, tyre and auto.
The mailbox. A statue of suburbia that sees all. Including tradies trying to use mailboxes to grow their business. One day they're posting fridge magnets, pamphlets the next, even SEO, whatever that means, the mailbox doesn't care to know.
Start with high pages,
they yell.
You get more jobs.
If not for the junk mail just stuffed in their mouth. Tradies, to build your business.
Start with high pages.
Whether you're thinking of selling or dreaming of buying, it's never too early to contact EasyLink Conveyancing. We're Victoria's largest conveyancing company, completing over 25,000 real estate transactions. To purchasers, we offer free reviews of Section 32s. And to vendors, no sale, no charge.
T's and C's apply.
Our multilingual team will help you through every step from start to settlement. EasyLink Conveyancing, making property transfers easy. Visit easylinkconveyancing.com.au.
You beauty, it's the footy finals. Put on your team colours, gather your mates, and this is important, add a drop to your footy snacks shop. IGA Liquor has amazing everyday low prices, like a Furphy Original Refreshing Ale 24-pack, just $48. Great Northern Super Crisp Lager 30 can block, $60. And hard-rated 4.5% 10-pack varieties, $44. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only, enjoy responsibly.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at El Jana. This is not that sweaty stuff you get in a bag. Oh, no, 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 no. El Jana's charcoal chicken is cooked over a charcoal flame. Crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and marinated like it's got a secret to tell you. Best served with their famous garlic sauce. Ooh, oh, there's chicken and there's El Jana charcoal chicken. Visit eljana.com.au for the location nearest to you.
Home. That should be music to our ears.
A place that makes us feel safe and loved.
But for thousands of at-risk Aussie kids, that doesn't sound like home at all.
So we built a place that does.
Musicians Making a Difference has been using music and mentoring to transform young lives for more than 20 years.
Now, for thousands of at-risk kids, home sounds like mad.
But we need your help to keep our home humming.
Donate today and keep mad sounding like home for those who need it most.
Donate now at mmad.org.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au.
Amaysim!
Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
How was your day, son?
Oh, tiring. Spent all day getting this erection up.
How's it looking?
Yeah, I'm actually really happy. Here's a shot I took of it.
That could be your best one yet. How long will it stay up for?
Oh, a good 3 months, I think.
Reminds me of the good old days.
If you need scaffolding, Precision Scaffolding will come to your worksite and put up a quality erection that meets all building regulations and safety standards. They do it on budget, fully insured, and it's guaranteed on time or it's free. T's and C's apply. PrecisionScaffolding.com.au.
This spring, country racing is as real as it gets. At beautiful racetracks all over Victoria, iconic regions, proud regional cities, small towns steeped in history, all with their own real story. Feel the thrill as the up-close action brings the crowd alive. And relax into a day like no other. roll with entertainment, fashions, fabulous hospitality, and just enjoy. Book and find out more at country.racing.com.
Toolboxes, a tradie's repository of hammers, screwdrivers, and wisdom. Because toolboxes know more than tradies give them credit for. They see the tradies' attempts to grow their business, the random advertising on search, social, classifieds.
Start with high pages!
They yelled.
You get more jobs!
Cries unheard from the back of a ute. Tradies, to build your business,
start with iPages.
With iHeart, just type in the artist, song or genre and press play. Here's what one happy listener had to say.
It's all right, I guess.
It's all right, he guesses. Download the free iHeart app and listen to more of what you love.
Kyle and Jackie O. Power of power.
Around Australia is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power. Talking about this young woman. So some dude rang up, his friend, girlfriend of his, like just a chick, has fallen in love with an inmate online and has removed herself from the entire friendship group, doesn't hang out anymore, is just...
She just stays at home and
waiting for calls.
He thinks that she's been influenced by him in terms of, like, don't go out, I don't want you to see anyone. She's got a tattoo now of his name under her breast. and it's only been 3 months. What started out as a joke, a pen pal inmate kind of interaction, turned into love for her. And all her friends are worried. She's 25. She's in the prime of her life. She's a beautiful girl.
Just because you're in jail does not necessarily mean you're a horrible person.
Well, he said there's a good chance that he will be sentenced for 10 years. He's still awaiting that sentencing. So it is a long time to wait if that actually happens. But we're asking, have you ever dated an inmate? Chris has called through. Hi, Chris.
How are you?
Good. Did you date the inmate or were you the inmate?
I was the inmate.
Yeah. Well, and did you meet the missus while you were in prison or did you have one before you went in?
Before I went in. So
Oh, that's different. That's different. You know, you have a girlfriend before you go in, and then they stay with you.
You'd be worried, though, Chris, like, depending on how long you go for, you want your missus to stand by you and stuff. Were you worried that she wouldn't?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, I was in there for 3 years, so, like, there was a lot of, like, worries, cheating, whatever.
Yeah, and you're locked up, and you can't just ring whenever you want. Like, if you get a little fear, you can't just sort of squash their own fear. You got to live with that, right?
Yeah, you just got to do what you got to do, really. So, like, you can call from 6 to 3 at most hours.
Yeah.
And then average hours are 6 to 10 p.m.
Right. And can you do just one a day, or can you do multiple calls?
As long as you have money on your account, you can call as many times as you want.
Oh, okay. So she could be talking to him for quite a bit.
Well, it's not an unlimited amount of money you can put in their account either.
No, I know. They've got a certain amount. It's like 150 or something.
Yeah,
isn't
like
it, Max?
Silverwater, for example.
150 a week.
150 a week.
Yeah.
And you've got to go out there and put the money in yourself. You can't
No, it's all BPAY now.
Oh, it's all BPAY now. Oh, it's been a while since I've done
And you've got to buy other things as well with that. Like, that's just not going to be spent on phone calls. That's like
right.
everything.
No, your Tim Tams.
Yeah. Okay, Chris, thanks for your call. Tia, have you ever dated a guy in prison?
How are you?
Yeah, good. What's your story?
So I was dating the father of my child. He was in jail for 18 months and then he got released. We did know each other prior. And then he got released and, you know, did the whole, I've changed my life. He was an ice addict. He was a drug addict. He was running in on houses and I fell for it and thought, okay, this guy's changed his life.
Yeah.
6 months later, he ended up back into that lifestyle, tried to hide it from me. I ended up falling pregnant to this man. And he ended up back in jail for 2 trimesters of my pregnancy. And he's now back in there now. I just want this girl to know that this is not going to work. Like, once they're in there, if they have drug charges and if this guy's meant to be sentenced to 10 years, like, obviously that's some pretty serious convictions that he's up against, considering the legal system these days. Like, a lot of it is a slap on the wrist for pretty bad stuff, like even if they are convicted priors. This girl, I just feel for her because I know that she could be up against, like, just some serious heartache here. Because, I believe, it's just not going to work.
Yeah. He's going to go back, you reckon?
And they can call multiple people on their jail phones. Like, how does she know that he's not calling other girls on there and saying, oh, put money in my jail account? Like, how does she know that? Because that's what happened to me as well. I'd be putting money in there for him so he can get the things he wants and call me every day like he was. But there was no way of me knowing who else he's calling and who else is putting money in.
It's funny you say that because I've got a family member, female, and the guy she was dating went to jail for 18 months. She was paying everything, and she didn't have a lot of money, this family member, so she was sold the TV, sold the washing machine, dryer, sold all her possessions, her car, just to keep him sort of cashed up. And then on the day he was released from prison, she's sitting out the front of the jail talking to another woman. Oh, your man's, my man's getting released. Oh, so's mine.
Oh,
well,
God.
Only one man was released.
Oh, no.
And he walked up to my family member and said, thanks for everything, stupid bitch. Put his arm around the other chick. They got in the car and left. And that family member of mine was
How long did
destroyed.
She do that for?
18 months.
Oh, wow.
And she'd sold every part of her life and everything she owned to sort of help him.
See, this is the problem. This girl could be just being played for a fool.
Or it could be true love.
And she could be waiting for 10 years, wasting that all of her life on a guy that could just be using her.
Yeah, but how do you know?
Well, you don't.
You don't
Thanks,
know.
Tia. Jasmine, let's hear what your story
is. Jazzy, hi. What do you got for us?
Hey, can I just say, this girl, run while you can, because I'm telling you right now, I made that mistake around the same age.
Yeah.
And when I say mistake, I have a kid to this guy now.
Right.
He's a good dad and everything, but I waited 4.5 years for him. And then I had never met him. I went to the jail and I met him. And then he got on work release and came home on the weekends, and I fell pregnant.
Was that sex amazing, though, because he was like a bad boy and on day release were you like, this is so naughty, this is the best
Look,
ever?
Look, I still respect the guy, so I'm not going to go into that. But
yeah, so it was awesome.
He was doing a 10-year sentence, so,
yeah,
you know, you can only imagine. But I have a 9-year-old son now, so...
Hey, so you got... So some good came
but
of
but
it.
But you're saying run while you can, so where did it go bad?
I ended up in jail getting caught up in that lifestyle.
What? Oh, no.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Was it because something you did wrong, or was it because you took responsibility for something he was doing wrong?
I did something wrong involved in that lifestyle that he introduced me into.
Which you would never have done had you not known him, yeah.
Oh, I can't say never, but definitely gave me that push that got me there. But I really don't think, like, I had my son 8 months after I had him, I went to jail.
Oh my God.
He came out and he went full-time dad and he done a great job.
Oh, look how good. Like, see, that's not, I wouldn't have expected that. That's good.
Yeah, he still is a good dad. And then when I got out 3.5 years later, he went back to jail and now he's doing another 10-year sentence.
Oh, so you're like time-sharing.
Yeah, it's tag-teaming.
Yeah, I'm out, you're in, you're dead now, your mum, I'm back in jail.
Oh, dear.
What a mess.
Wow, so that's crazy.
My poor son, but I'm telling you right now, it's hard when you meet someone like that. They pay so much attention to you. They're like, a six-minute phone call finishes and they're like, okay, there's the beep, I'll call you back in 6 minutes. Stay home, you know, don't go anywhere, don't do anything. They want to know
right.
where you
maybe
are.
That,
you're doing.
Maybe that's why she's not going anywhere, because she's like.
Yeah, maybe.
Waiting.
In the exact same position, and then, because I cut off from all my friends and everything, and then I met another girl at a jail visit in the exact same position. Right. And we ended up becoming best friends.
Are you lesbians?
And we were allowed to go out with each other because. Her partner was in jail with my partner.
Were you doing lesbian stuff?
No, we weren't doing lesbian stuff. Not even when I was in jail. I just can't do that.
Yeah, that's not your flight. Hey, did you have the opportunity to do lesbian stuff when you were in jail? Were chicks like, hey, how you doing?
There was plenty of opportunities that arose, but I just, you know, ran with my tail in between my legs. So I was so scared. I was like, no.
Not me. Wrong one. Yeah, fam. Wow. Look, there's a lot of stories, right?
Okay, one more. Anonymous. Hi, Anonymous.
Oh, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, man. Great. Hey, how you doing?
Good. Now, Jimmy just needs to be supportive, I reckon.
The friend, the dude that rang us?
Yeah. Look, it's a novelty to her. She's young. She's 25. I was locked up for 5 years. I had a girl for 3 of that.
Yeah.
They've got their own life in the end of the day. She's just got to experience everything for herself. And, you know, it is what it is. You've just got to be supportive, and no matter what happens, she'll get over it.
I think you're right.
She's young.
I think you're onto something here. I feel that you can't convince anyone
to
do something that's against what they want to do. You have got to support them. Maybe say, look, just be careful here, like, but don't go on and on and on about it. Otherwise, they won't hang around.
They'll shut you out.
They would rather get rid of their friends then have negative impact on their love life.
And love is such a powerful drug, isn't it?
It makes you do anything.
And you know, she's just in that moment right now where she's obsessed with this guy.
I think you're right, Anonymous.
Thanks, Anonymous.
Thanks
bro.
Why did you have to be anonymous?
Well, who knows? Who knows why? Some of these types, they just like to slide under the radar.
Fair enough.
24/7. I get it. I know people like that. The Kyle and Jackie O. Hour of Power. Kiss is home of all your must-have music tickets.
I think we're going to have some fun tonight.
We've done Taylor.
We've done the biggest festival in the world.
Kiss is sending us to the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Woo!
We've done it
all. You have got the tickets. Ed Sheeran.
Harry Styles concert tickets.
Pink tickets, you got them.
So when Coldplay come to town, you know there's only one place to win all your free tickets. I hear Jerusalem
bells ringing. And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win from your home of Coldplay. Melbourne's number one hits music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Hello.
Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles now makes choosing tiles for your new home or renovation absolutely mistake-proof. Yes, National Tiles 3D photo quality design pro software shows you your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. So don't risk it. Make an appointment or just come into National Tiles now to see your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. National Tiles makes choosing your tiles for your home absolutely mistake-proof.
I've just scrolled past another pregnancy announcement. When will it be my turn?
Hi, I'm Jo from Monash IVF. We understand the heartbreak of waiting and hoping. If you feel like you've tried everything to get pregnant, it might be time to speak with a fertility expert. With multiple locations across Victoria, at Monash IVF you can receive personalised care near you. Book a complimentary nurse chat today. At Monash IVF, we'll do what it takes together.
Hi, I'm Si.
And I'm Darcy. We're the college captains of St. Joseph's College in Ferntree Gully.
We're proud to attend a college that gives us the knowledge, skills and support to achieve our goals.
With state-of-the-art learning facilities, vocational options
and our sports academy and incredible sports precinct.
St. Joseph's College enables us to pursue our chosen pathways.
And is a school that prepares us for life.
Enrolments for Year 7 2026 and 27 are now open. Visit stjosephs.com.au to book a tour with our principal.
Home. That should be music to our ears.
A place that makes us feel safe and loved.
But for thousands of at-risk Aussie kids, that doesn't sound like home at all.
So we built a place that does.
Musicians Making a Difference has been using music and mentoring to transform young lives for more than 20 years.
Now, for thousands of at-risk kids, home sounds like mad.
But we need your help to keep our home humming.
Donate today and keep mad sounding like home for those who need it most.
Donate now at mmad.org.
The Mailbox. A statue of suburbia that sees all. Including tradies trying to use mailboxes to grow their business. One day they're posting fridge magnets, pamphlets the next, even SEO. Whatever that means, the mailbox doesn't care to know.
Start with High Pages!
They yell.
You get more jobs!
If not for the junk mail just stuffed in their mouth. Tradies, to build your business.
Start with High Pages!
All over Australia, homeowners are saving money with a free Bendigo Bank home loan health check. Whether it's refinancing, investing in new property, or lowering your loan repayments. Let Bendigo Bank give your home loan a full check-up to make sure it's still right for you and your needs. New or existing customers, find your better home loan at Bendigo Bank. The better big bank. Lending criteria, terms, conditions, fees and charges apply.
If somebody hits you from behind, daydreaming, they just couldn't stop in time. If it's not your fault and you need a ride, call Right to Drive.
If you've been in an accident that wasn't your fault, why should you be the one inconvenienced? Right to Drive will help you get back on the road in no time. From Toyota to the latest Mercedes, they'll deliver a like-for-like loan car straight to your door at no cost to you. Search Right to Drive today. T's and C's apply.
Whether you're thinking of selling or dreaming of buying, it's never too early to contact EasyLink Conveyancing. We're Victoria's largest conveyancing company, completing over 25,000 real estate transactions. To purchasers, we offer free reviews of Section 32s. And to vendors, no sale, no charge. T's and C's apply. Our multilingual team will help you through every step from start to settlement. EasyLink Conveyancing, making property transfers easy. Visit easylinkconveyancing.com.au.
Baby Bunting Safely On Board sale has arrived. Save up to $300 off selected car seats and $100 off selected prams. From rear to forward facing, we've got you covered. Baby Bunting, where safety meets savings.
Bye, Baby Bunting.
Exclusions, T's and C's apply.
We know one in five Australians experience a mental illness every year. We also know creating better mental health will take time. So at the Black Dog Institute, we'd like you to help us take the first step. One Foot Forward is a walking challenge in October to raise funds and help put groundbreaking treatments into the hands of those who need them most. Sign up. Help the Black Dog Institute create better mental health for all. onefootforward.org.au.
Get Metamucil for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse. This daily cleanser supports gut health, aids regularity, and also traps cholesterol and sugars. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
You beauty, it's the footy finals. Put on your team colours, gather your mates, and this is important, add a drop to your footy snacks shop. IGA Liquor has amazing everyday low prices, like a Furphy Original Refreshing Ale 24-pack, just $48. Great Northern Super Crisp Lager 30 can block, $60. And hard-rated 4.5% 10-pack varieties, $44. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only, enjoy responsibly.
Toolboxes. A tradie's repository of hammers, screwdrivers and wisdom. Because toolboxes know more than tradies give them credit for. They see the tradies' attempts to grow their business, the random advertising on search, social, classifieds.
Start with high pages!
They yell.
You get more jobs!
Cries unheard from the back of a ute. Tradies, to build your business.
Start with high pages.
With Britt, Laura and Mitch.
Come on in.
We are. End of the week, girls. Hello.
We've made it all the way here.
Yeah. Beautiful. How's everyone's week been? Mitch and Laura, you had a great week?
I had a good week. Mine was good.
Been all right? Yeah.
I had the most awkward. No, I had the most awkward end to the week today. I bought my coffee this morning, and it's kind of rattled me. I bought my coffee. I was with my partner, Stephen, and we actually were getting juices. It wasn't even a coffee. It was like two $8 juices. And I go to Stephen, I'll pay. He goes, no, let me pay. I'm like, no, let me pay. You know, like new relationship. We're like, I'll still pay you.
Yeah, because a couple of years in, you're like, you pay.
100%. But now we're kind of like, let me pay for you. It's kind of an act of love. So we're both kind of, you know, fighting over our phones. And then out of nowhere, no, I'll pay. This man behind us pulls out his Apple Pay and pays for our two juices.
Oh, that's really sweet. Yeah, why did that rattle you?
Well, I just went, thank you. It just was so awkward.
Why is that awkward? He's not hitting on you, Mitch.
No, I know he's not hitting on me.
Actually, well, he actually.